Ladies and gentlemen, it is race week here on the EG3 podcast. Woo! It's only Wednesday. I'm recording this episode, brand new episode coming at you right now, the EG3 podcast. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode this week. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, is back again here in Kansas City, Missouri, recording this preview podcast here on the show. We'll get to later in the second half of the show. And how the heck did I get back in this marathon game? I'll get into that in the second half. And obviously, I'm gonna kick off with Boston. I talked about Boston a little bit in Tuesday's episode. Usually I talk about NASCAR on there, which I did, but I snuck in a little running as well in there. So go ahead, feel free, check that out as well before we listen to this podcast episode. Again, the EG3 podcast. If you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your week to check out this podcast. Now, I advise you to subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post an episode of this podcast underneath the three wide podcasts of EG3. Y'all will be first to be notified about it. Wow. And I'm coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, which is right now overcast. Right now on this Wednesday, man, this, first off, this has been a wacky Wednesday. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who drank the Kool-Aid or what's going on. There's been some wacky stuff going on today. Well, that I've experienced anyways today, whether that's scary incidents or arguments going on or people not taking too long to respond. I don't know what's going on. I think this has been the longest week so far. Maybe because I'm getting ready for another marathon. That's probably it. Or what? But it has been a long weekend. Thank goodness. It's not Friday yet, and I also thought today was Thursday. Man, it's been a long week already, but fortunately tomorrow is Thursday, which when this episode comes out Thursday night, y'all be listening to it, getting ready for y'all weekend, whether y'all racing this weekend, whether that's the Garmin Olathe Marathon, or just coming off of finishing Boston, or getting ready for London. One of my dear friends is in London right now, and I totally forgot about London. And this is going to be here, my friend's second go-around over there, overseas. So she's going to be tackling that while I'm going to try to take down the home race, which is Olathe. Well, y'all probably looking at me, that's not home. You're in Kansas City. What are you talking about? We'll get into all that because, yeah, Olathe, Overland Park, Prairie Village, Leawood. I can name a whole bunch of these cities, Ryan. They kind of all connect into one big universe, which is Kansas City area there as well. So, but anyways, I did want to kick off tonight's podcast with a little more Boston. And I did not mention this on the Tuesday's podcast, which I probably should have, but I was too excited to go what's going on with what happened with Jesse Love in the Xfinity series. But Des Linden, 29th marathon, finished her 12th. What is, see, this is what I'm talking about. What is going on out here? 12th Boston. Just finished up her 12th Boston. And that turned out to be her last professional race on Monday. And of course, Des paired up. Des Linden, of course, who the 2018 Boston Marathon winner. Paired up with Kara Goucher, which, oh yeah. I'm going to leave a cliffhanger on that. On that, because stay tuned, because I'm focused on this marathon right now. We're not getting into this right now. But Kara, Des have their own podcast called Nobody Ask Us. They're for the last, they're in their third year now of doing that podcast. Yeah, I was not, and I've not listened to the last couple episodes, so I will catch up at some point. But yeah, this was her last race there as well, the 2018 Boston Marathon champion. I do have a quote, reading the quote off of NBC Sports. She did finish, well, let me see here. She finished 17th with a 2-hour, 26-minute marathon there. And that, according to this, her fastest marathon since 2017. Quote, I wanted to race well, and I felt like I moved all the chips in and just went for broke out there and was really happy with the result. And she said that on the broadcast there as well. Here, Linden made her marathon debut in Boston back in 2007. So you don't get these types of send-offs. Now, every once in a while you do, but you don't get these come to full circle moments like Monday did for Des Lennon. You started out the marathon, your very first marathon in Boston, and you closed it out several years later where you all started from, right? Boston, right? Yeah, beta debut in Boston, and then ran the first of five Olympic trials. The first of five Olympic trials in Boston the year after that. And then, of course, how can we not forget? How can we not forget YouTube, whatever it is y'all looking at? The 2018 Boston Marathon, where it's just pouring rain, cold. She's talked about it on her podcast. We've seen it. And I might even go back and watch it again here if I have time. let's be honest, because my Fridays all of a sudden is packed. Well, packed with fun stuff. But yeah, you find inspiration with that. You can't get inspired with that, what Des put down back in 2018, or anything for that matter. Not just winning Boston. It can be anything. If you're not inspired by something, then I don't know what you're doing. Doing right. And an American. Now, again, Carter Mance. Let's back up for a minute. Carter Mance missed the podium by seconds. Remember, he finished fourth on Monday at the Boston Marathon, the 129th edition of the marathon, right? So yeah, Des Lennon wrote an autobiography or a summarize. It's really well done. Well done on our social media page. You should read it for yourself. I'm not going to go through it, the whole thing, because we got a preview to talk about. But go back, Des Lennon. I'm sure everybody's read it by now. If you have not, I would advise you go back, check that out. Hit the socials there as well. Des Lennon of Nelda as well. Olympic marathon. She raced in the Olympic marathon back in 2012. Unfortunately, she dropped out due to an injury there with stress fracture there as well. But even though we say she's stepping down, or even though she says it's stepping out of retirement, quote unquote, she says it's not just that. I am going to pull another one quote out of here. This is the EG3, almost similar to the podcast again. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Greer III race week. As I'm recording this, when this comes out, it'll be less than 48 hours away from stepping onto the line in a home race, which is the Garmin-Oz Olathe Marathon. Cannot wait to get out there Saturday. Really excited, but again, we'll get to that in a minute. But want to finish this up with Des Lennon here. Quote, it's not retirement. It's retirement from the professional marathon side of things, she said. And we're continuing on here saying, quote, this is where my heart's always been, but there's still things to explore in this sport. I'm not done running. I'm just done moving all the chips in on the marathon. This was it for that, but longer distances, different services, more running, and more adventures, end quote there. So yeah, so end of a story on one book, starting another book with another there. But definitely that was missed there on Tuesday's pod. And I went through Tuesday night, went through some of the stats and some of the clips and everything, and thought that was podcast worthy for this Thursday, because you're truly going to step right back on out there, back in the marathon game again, an opportunity to do something big. And I'm pumped up about it. I'm pumped up for sure. But congratulations, Des Lennon, and all the runners, not just professional, all the runners, once again, who completed and took down the Newton Hills, which is Boston. The Boston Marathon, the 129th edition, completed on Monday there as well. Now I'm going to change gears to what I've been pretty much waiting on all week. Yeah, it's been a long week here on the podcast, but out in the world space, you want to call it there. But here in a couple of days, 48 hours out away, EG3, Eddie Greer III, yes, him, Fast Eddie, that's not me, this is podcast Eddie, Fast Eddie himself is going to go out there and try to do it once more. Tackle the marathon and go after a goal. He has set for himself last year. Didn't get it. in Chicago. Left disappointing. And I was, look. After crossing that fence, look, again, I know it's a world major. I understand that. I get it. It was my first world major, which that was the exciting part, I guess, in a way. Anyway, the race did not go as I wanted to. I went to were there as well, especially the second half of that race. Yeah, so the wind of the sails took out of me there. I think as I went back, I've gone back several times and looked back at the splits of the Chicago Marathon last fall, and like, oh man. So it's like, all right, so I was done crossing the finish line of the World Major Race, Chicago. It just had a different feeling. It was not, yeah, yeah, all this jumping around for joy and all that. It was not, oh my goodness, and all that. It was more of a disappointment feeling. And on a drive, on a long drive home, which didn't seem long anyways, it's only what, 8 hours-ish? Or where was that? No, it was, I'm trying to think. Wasn't that drive? Yeah, I was in Kansas City last year. Yeah, I was in Kansas City last year. I'm thinking back, I was in Manhattan. It was 8 hours, but it seemed quicker than that. Trying to get back home and all that. Like, I was done. I was done with the marathon. I was supposed to run a marathon this year. I was supposed to focus in on some races up my alley. Do some fun stuff. Speaking of fun, I'm ready to do some fun, fast stuff, right? Fast Eddie, man. Fast Eddie, he wants to do faster stuff, right? But it wasn't until this vlog has just been so much fun. And I'm probably going to say, no matter what happens, look, no matter what happens on Saturday, this, looking back, and I've already started looking back at the training block and whatnot, and just kind of reflecting, I've already reflected a little bit. Yes, I'm already jumping to that conclusion already. But no matter what happens, this has been so much fun. And I'm gonna save the thank yous for after the fact. I'm not gonna jump to that hoop yet, but there's so many people to thank that I'm gonna hold until next week, or maybe the week after that. I don't know, but jumping back in this thing, if I was gonna jump back in this marathon, I was gonna be full intent, all in on this. I was gonna half-ass it. I said that word last week on the show. I was going to have acid, not going to skip workouts, not going to be pretending, oh, I'm doing this. I was going to be bought in on a full intent to doing well, no matter what it is. And that kind of connected dots here, sitting on the sideline cheering the Casey Garvin Marathon. What was it, a week after Chicago? Just, all right, you know, I'm just going to participate in the cheer squad, you know. And originally, my original thought, going into that, I can't remember. It was week after I got finished with Chicago, right? And I was actually feeling a lot better than I thought, because obviously of the results of that marathon in Chicago, Illinois. I was not planning to be on a cheer squad. I was not going to do that, and I was going to avoid everybody else in the pity party, thinking about, all right, I didn't do so well. I'm gonna stay away from that. Well, this had a little spark in me maybe doing Olathe. Now, Olathe, Olathe, this was the last marathon on the list to race at. Oh, Olathe, Kansas. They basing nothing out there. I mean, there's probably something. There's some, maybe some fun things to do around there, but there ain't nothing out there except for Garmin headquarters, which is going to be the start and where it's going to end at on Saturday. So, you know, I ain't doing that. I told somebody, I think it was on one of the Monday night runs in this cycle, that I remember the conversation, because sat right there and said, I ain't doing that. That's, ain't nothing out there. Ain't nothing else to look out there. all this wind trees and all that. And Fast Eddie's a guy that gets locked in, is too focused. He ain't one of these runners that, you know, stop and take selfies and all that. This is not him. Or you love how I put Fast Eddie into third person, but that's just not him. It's just not me. It's not where I roll. I'm too focused on what's going on, whether there's a gap, big gap, or there's lots of people. Chicago, look, that was an unbelievable experience. Tons of people, especially one of the famous images last year or last fall, coming to the halfway mark. You're seeing mountains and mountains of people coming toward the halfway point of the race. I'm like, Mike, am I supposed to be here right now? Really? This is insane. I know I have not even stepped on foot in Boston. I've never been to Boston, and everybody's asked me about Boston and everything else like that. That could be a whole another podcast conversation. Okay, right? But that was just insane. I'm looking around, running around. What is going on? You're going from station to station, like Chinatown. You're going from downtown. You're going to different places. You're going to the urban places. Like, where are all these people at? Like, my goodness, this is crazy. Even though, yes, the race itself was crap. You're trying to enjoy the experience, which was an out of my. I would never have thought, and I said it on that podcast. I know I said it on the podcast last year. I would have never thought in my wildest dreams be running one of the world majors. This is, you were told, I would have told you crazy. Get out of here. I'm not interested in that. Get out of here with that. Right? But just looking back, even just reading a lot of these Boston recaps on Insta, it's reading whether the person did good or whether they had a not so good race. It's just the appreciation again of being able to do something. And look, take the race part out of it. Man, that was just an amazing experience. But fast forwarding to right now, the Olathe Marathon. It's like, I can't be more excited. Right, maybe because this is a home race, and yes, Kansas City and Olathe, yeah, they're on different. They're two different cities on the side of the border, right? Oh, it's been a wacky Wednesday, and not talking about this podcast. What are you doing? This is the EG3 podcast here. This might be a good time. Take a time out here on the podcast. We're gonna finish. I'm gonna go ahead and finish that thought now. But this is what sparked it, because sitting on the sideline cheering, now going back to last October, to the KC Garmin Marathon in Kansas City in the metro area, just cheering on runners that you know, that you run with, cheering them on, rooting for them, that lit kind of that fire, like, okay, maybe I might do Olathe, maybe not. But again, I was not on the impression I was going to do this marathon. There's other marathons I can do. And obviously, speaking of which, Eugene, which is on my list, out west, Portland, Oregon, we're going on as well, along with this one. There's probably another one going on as well that I'm not aware of. But but that sparked the interest. And I'm like, all right. I have to be all in. I cannot screw around. I cannot be half-assing this at all. So there was changes made. Ended up getting a new coach. And again, I can shout out a lot of thank yous, but we're going to save that. End up getting another new coach. So I've been under a much different training plan. And where I say that is, look, being more consistent. All right, I got to do this. Do the speed work. Don't rely on that ego. Don't lie on your speed and all that. You already know you're fast. We get it. I get it. But go do the work. We're the old fashioned this thing. Do the work. Put the time in. And look, again, marathons are a tricky thing, because we get in it. Look, I said it. I believe I said it either Tuesday or last week's show, right? That marathons are very are very tricky, because you get it, once you get it, and even my coach talked about it in the meeting last night that I had, and I post that, and I'm going to talk with my coach again on Friday before things go down on Saturday, right? I mean, you have to be prepared, because you just don't know. I'm struggling to see, even to spit the words out. You just don't know. It could be, and that's why everyone wants that perfect day. You ain't gonna get it. And in my world, marathon world, it's definitely that, you're definitely not gonna get it. So it's like, all right, the main thing with me, I told myself, give yourself a chance. You put in the work, give yourself a chance. If you do that, we'll see what happens. Where it's good or bad. So, but like I said, you give yourself a chance. You put in the time and work like we did. It goes back to childhood, right? At least for me personally. Baseball, football, and I was better at baseball than football. Because, look, we put in time between my dad and my brothers. We put in a hell of a lot of time. This is the Ichi Podcast. Olathe Preview Edition, EG3, about to step in the marathon game world again. Eddie Ritter III recording this episode on Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. Thank you for tuning in this episode. It's been overcast all day long. I'm recording this early evening, so it's still overcast. It's been running on and off throughout most of the day here in KC metro area. But yeah, I had that work ethic, like, all right, we're going to do this for a few hours, take a break, and then going to go right back out, do the same thing again. That's how I got good at baseball. if I'm totally honest, if I didn't have such momentum in track and field, I would have walked on to the baseball, and there were a lot of coaches telling me that you're the type of player, you could have been drafted. You're the type of player that you could have been drafted for the major leagues. All right. So, but that momentum, that one swing, life change, I'm not going to get into it right now. That one swing back all the way back in high school. Yeah, I'm not going to say back in my, I'm already giving my age away, but back in high school, junior year, that one life change that you can start at three times. That life change, you're back in it. You're obviously doing something that you haven't done before. Now, obviously, you're already fast. I'm already fast, so there's that equation there as well. Talking about track and field, I started out in sprints. I started out in the one and twos. And I was okay. I wasn't fast, but I was all right, competitive. But it was not until the 400, the move, coach moved me to the 400, which changed the game. I became, snap of the finger, good at it. I love the 400. Now, I've said this to a lot of people now. A lot of people, I have so many conversations with a lot of people. 90% of them hate the 400. And I do not want to turn this into a track episode, but I'm just kind of rewinding back a little bit to the work ethic. All right, to the 400. Get good at it. And we had a great coach back at that high school, back down in Florida, right? And now that track and field program is run by a different coach who's been there for like 20 years now. See, again, aging myself, 20 years and putting up championship state caliber teams. Yeah, that he could have easily went to college, or coach college or something, or coach an elite, but he decided to stay put. He loves it so much, he decided to stay put. Shout out Flagler Palm Coast. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Shout out Flagler Palm Coast. And me and my brothers, we would have started a show at Seabreeze, but that's another podcast there. We get that. I'm going to shout those two schools out. Flagler Palm Coast started the whole thing. And I know friends that did cross country try to grab me to a cross country team. I don't want to do that. I was too much into football at that moment in time. Right? So, all that speaking, we're going to do this build going to present, back to present time. Old-fashioned way. You're going to work your ass off. And I don't have a treadmill anyway, so I can't just be, no offense, I'm not knocking on people, and I said this before on this podcast again, I'm not knocking on the folks that have treadmill. That's good for you guys, but hey, I don't have the treadmill, so I have no excuse to go out there, whether it's been cold, snowy, cave running, it don't matter. Go out there, put the miles in, do what's supposed to. Even in speed work, the speed work and the caves are tricky enough as it is, but still, caves, 10 degree weather, snow on the ground, wind chill, sunny, humid, it don't matter. It doesn't matter. Go out there, windy, it doesn't matter. Go out there, do what you're supposed to do. Put yourself in position at least to give yourself a chance. When you come to race day, whatever curveball throws at you, you're going to be ready. Now, again, understandably so, marathon, again, you're going to go through the grinding. Go through the grind. EG3 is going to go through it. But again, give yourself an opportunity. And here I am again, what? April 23rd, in a couple days, which is April 26th, right? You're going to be toeing the line with opportunities to do something big. That's it. So, in excitement and running in front of friends and family, you want to be a part of that. You want to be sitting in the sideline. That's the other thing. You know, I want to be sitting on the sideline. I want to be out there. I want to be out there racing. I want to be out there competing. I want to be out there. Now, okay, there's nothing wrong with the cheer squad. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I say bad anything. I say that. Hey, it's all right to cheer every now and then, and that's fine. I was excited for that. Had a blast. I was out there pretty much all morning. I didn't leave Axwell until like noon or something like that. So you're cheering on your friends. You're out there cheering on people, guys and gals that you ran with out there, supporting them, supporting their goals, right? It's a home game. That's literally a home game, a home game, right? Yes, Olathe is not necessarily the home game, but it is, because me and the KCRC squad 2.0 have been at it for, feels like, years for training for this thing. So, and we had an opportunity to run partially on the course, which that's going to be the second half of the race. So I feel like, again, we've had a discussion off podcast. It's home field advantage. You know what's coming. You should know what's coming. You have no, at this point, you have no excuse. Just go out there, do what you can, do the best you can. Just leave it out there on the course. Do not hold anything back. Don't do it. Do not do it. I don't care what it takes. I'm a competitor. Born a competitor, and I'm still a competitor. Yes, I'm in the Masters division now. Yes, I'm 40. I get it. Yes, I'm 40. Life continues to move on. But again, I still feel like, again, I can compete, go out there and compete with the best of them. The proof's in the pudding. I don't need to say anything. Running, the winning, it's fun. Running, winning, age groups, competing, all the above. That tells my resume right there. I don't need to go. Somebody asked me that. Somebody asked me the question. I'm not going to put this guy on blast. Not going to do it. This is the EGD podcast here. Eddie Gritter III here on this Wednesday night, this Thursday edition of the podcast. Getting set the total line in Olathe, Kansas in a couple of days for the Garmin Olathe Marathon. I almost messed that up on Saturday morning early at the Garmin headquarters. I'm excited to race in front of friends and family. And this, look, Bill Snyder Half Marathon. Again, you're running in front of friends and family. There, this is a whole nother conversation. I don't know why I mentioned that. But again, you know what's coming. It's the same thing here. I say, like, people that run Boston, that run the hills, know what's coming, right? So it's funny that now it's kind of come, I mentioned full circle moment on the show. It's kind of come first circle for me again. All right, you're going to be in this thing. You got to you're the type of person that you put in the work, good things could potentially happen. But I mean, I'm constantly optimistic. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. So it's like, you know, like I've been through this situation, but with the preparation that me and several of us have done, because there's several other people, or other runners in the KCRC group, they're going to be running the marathon or having fun with a half marathon. We're going to be out there rocking and rolling this thing. And I got to lead the way. I got to be, again, that example, that prime that example. Go out there, just do your thing. You're EG3. Go out there, just do your thing. Do what you've been doing for the last, 10 marathon. I was supposed to stop at 10. Chicago was my 10th, and that feeling, I just can't get rid of it. I just can't get rid of the feeling crossing the line of Chicago, and that feeling of feeling immediately stabbing a finger, being disappointed. I can't shake it. That's been the whole drive, this whole thing. And not only that, and I'm not going to mention this right now. Again, I'm saving all the good stuff for after. Well, either way, it's going to be a good after show. But after marathon, post-marathon show, fingers crossed. But that, and then there's been other factors that have been super motivating, too. I'm not going to explain that. Because I know other runners listen to this podcast, so I'm not going to mention it. I'm going to keep that to myself until at the after show. But at the marathon show, next Thursday. So it just, to me, a lot's been driving me to go through this again. I've enjoyed this entire block. This has been so much different. And I was going to talk about fun things about Olathe, but maybe I will actually. The clock closes out, but this whole thing has just been different. Different from Chicago, different from Grandma's Marathon, different from... I kind of compare this to the Air Force. Now, I didn't finish it. Now, I didn't finish the training block. I tailed off. And again, I didn't know what I was doing. The second marathon. But again, I feel comfortable. Again, Chicago, you're not getting elevation. Maybe except for the exception of the last hill. But I feel comfortable with elevation. I just don't know why. And going through this entire block, I don't know, it's just something to me feels a lot different. Hopefully it's the good kind of feeling when we go through this race on Saturday. So, but yeah, just everything just comes full circle. We're back in this again. And the likely of least marathons, Garmin Olathe Marathon, I'm about to take on this challenge again of 26.2. Gonna go down on Saturday. It's crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. Olathe, Kansas, around Leawood. And now, let me see. That's a mouthful. I'm excited. I'm just ready to go. I'm tired of talking. I'm ready to go for this marathon here. Let me see. I'm gonna type in something. Fun things to do in Olathe. Let me see. Fun things. Let me see. Yes, here we go. Yes, let me see. Yeah, so there are some, just being silly to end this podcast episode out here. Let me put up, just to be silly here. Okay, so I have here, this off TripAdvisor. Those of you who are traveling to Olathe, or out-of-towners, who are traveling to Olathe for this race, whether you're doing the full marathon, the half, or the 10K. There's no 5K. There's a 10K. And oh, by the way, there's a conclusion of the 39.3 series, Heartland 39.3 series, which is the half marathon series, which started all the way in Liberty a few weeks ago. You got Liberty, RTP, Rock the Parkway, and you conclude with the Olathe half. So that's that right there in a quick summary there. So if you're doing that, go knock it out of the park, which is the final leg of that challenge there. As well, but okay, so half a year real quick. Top attractions in Olathe. I'm gonna get silly at the end of this podcast. Let me see. Number one, the Mahaffey Stagecoach. I never heard of. Some of these I've never heard of. Not McHaffey Stagecoach Stop and Farm Historical Site. That's number one on the list here. Ernie Miller Nature Center, number two. And I'm just reeling these off. I'm not going deeper detail because I'm running out of time on the podcast. Kansas City Automotive Museum. Ooh, that's right up my alley. That's right up my alley. There, that's number three. Number four, Museum of Deaf History, Art, and Culture. That is number four on the list. So you're in the history and any of that type of stuff. Go check that out if you have time this weekend. If you're in for the weekend, in for the marathon weekend, go check that out. And now this, I'm familiar with this. Heritage Park. Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with that. Kill Creek Park. Another name I should... Now, these two are connected. Heritage and Kill Creek. So there's that. Black Bob Park. That's, I'm familiar with that. Yep, uh-huh. Stone Pillar Vineyard and Winery. Now, again, I'm reeling these off. I'm gonna stop at 10. Because I'm not going through this whole list. Because I'm not going through this whole list. But so, that should be for after. So, if you guys are into that type of stuff, you guys can read more. Go check it out. Stone Pillar Vineyard and Winery. That is number 8 on the TripAdvisor list. KC1 Company, number 9. And I'm going to stop at number 10 here with the Insore Park and Museum. Again, I mentioned it. Same thing. C number 4. If you're into history, I want to learn more about it. Yeah. And don't ask me about the hours because you're going to have to go check that out yourself. So there as well. So that is some. How I want to categorize that. Some location, iconic locations in Olathe. I gave Olathe a fancy word. Iconic. Locations, some spots you want to check out this weekend, and it's supposed to be okay. I know Saturday is supposed to be high 50-ish, somewhere in there. And see, that's why I pay attention to the weather. But I'll be honest with y'all, I have looked at the weather briefly, not a whole lot, but it's supposed to be in the 50-ish, somewhere in there. So it should be good. It should be good for Saturday morning there as well. Of course, you got the Eugene Marathon going on out there. I know K-State Track and Field. They're in Iowa for the Drake Relays. Got that going on. Let's see. I know there's a couple more other races probably I'm missing somewhere. But there's a packed weekend in store. And I'm just looking forward to it all. I'm just ready to get going. I told several people that at this point, I'm ready to go. Let's race. And maybe because I haven't raced that much this year. So I'm ready to get going, man. I just cannot wait to get out there to the Garmin headquarters on Saturday morning and get this thing popping. So, I'm probably going to say it next week too. No matter what happens on Saturday, this has been the most, and I said it on one of my Instagram posts. This has been a super fun training block. Now let's get to the fun thing. Let's get to the fun part. It's racing, baby. Let's go racing. The EGD podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, we are free and available weekly, 2 times a week. Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, wherever you see your favorite podcast there as well. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button. If you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your end of the week to listen to this episode again. If you're new, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content. Y'all be notified about that. Race day is almost here. I can taste it. I can smell it. Can't wait to get out the Garmin headquarters and have fun. That has been the message to me. Have fun. Go out there. Have fun. Go out there. Have a positive mindset. Hey, we'll see what card folds for EG3 Fast Eddie on Saturday morning. That we have made it to the finish line on another episode this week of the EG3 podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Again, we talked about Boston on Tuesday's episode as well. Yeah, we did. We talked about running on Tuesday. We did. So go back, check that out as well. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. And I thank you again for taking time out of your day or night or evening to listen to this episode. I really appreciate it. Continue, especially if you're the host of the show, to pass the word along. This has been another episode of the EG3 Podcast. We will talk to y'all after the Garmin Oz Olathe Marathon. We out.